how important it is for all of us as we attend this Fatima conference, and also especially on October 13th, we reflect on the importance of Our Lady's message at Fatima. And especially in the particular situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in the world and in the church today. Every aspect of Our Lady's apparitions at Fatima have deep significance. First of all, we can think of how Our Lady appeared to the Fatima children. These were simple shepherds. God resists the proud, and He exalts the humble. When our divine Savior was born 2,023 years ago, those who were first called to the stable were those humble, God-fearing men of goodwill, the shepherds. What lesson can we learn but that if we humble ourselves, God will certainly use us as instruments for His grace. When our Blessed Mother appeared, we know she came as a concerned mother. She was issuing a warning, not just to the children of Fatima, but for all mankind. Mankind must amend. It must cease offending God, who is already so much offended. Our Blessed Mother, as a concerned mother, she lamented that so many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray and to sacrifice for them. And in particular, she said, more souls go to hell for sins of the flesh than for any other reason. When our Blessed Mother appeared, like I said, she came as a concerned mother. She knows the price that her divine Son suffered on the cross to redeem souls, the price of His precious blood, a painful, humiliating, and excruciating crucifixion. Our Blessed Mother, we know, one of her apparitions during the July apparition, she waved her arms and showed the children a vision of hell, and they were utterly frightened. She says, here you see the souls that go to hell. They were in an ocean of fire, and how terrified the children were, and how they so deeply took to heart pray and sacrifice for the conversion of poor sinners. We also know our Blessed Mother had foretold if mankind does not amend, that Russia would spread her errors. This was kind of puzzling. Russia spread her errors, what does this mean? But as we well know, in October, when Our Lady was working her beautiful miracle, the miracle of the sun, to 70,000 people in the COVID era, in Russia, all the plans for the overthrow of Russia were taking place, and Russia would then fall to communism. And from Russia, communism would spread throughout the world. Even though we might not hear out and out the word communism, what is happening in our country today is basically a communist takeover. They have very successfully bringing down our country through open borders, overwhelming our system, economic bankruptcy, $33 trillion in debt, the drugs coming across the border, killing so many of our young people, especially fentanyl, our youth being utterly perverted through social media, the public school system, entertainment, demoralizing the very fiber of our country. And as we know, if the church would have not gone through what we call the apostasy, and we had a true pope to warn us about these things, indeed he would. Now the bottom line is this. It is for all of us to take to heart our Blessed Mother's message at Fatima. pray the rosary every day, offer up the sacrifices of daily duty, pray and sacrifice for the conversion of poor sinners, modesty, modesty of dress, not just when you come to church, but always a sense of modesty that we should not be an occasion of sin. No, when people say, oh, Fatima, that was over 100 years ago. Our Lady's message at Fatima is more relevant today than it's ever been before. More souls going to hell for sins of the flesh. What do we know how accessible is pornography and immorality at the very fingertips of people's cell phones? I can't say enough for parents how important it is that you be not naive or negligent in allowing your children to have free access to the internet. They will be exposed to things that will ruin their innocence, that will damage them spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. It could be the very thing that will be a habit forming that might be the cause of their damnation. And you're going to have to answer for that if you're not diligent with regard to the internet. Yes, we can't keep our children in a cave and protect them from everything. But on the other hand, we also have to be on our guard and be not sleeping at the switch, so to speak, when it comes to the occasions of sin that are everywhere. You have to, as parents, be diligent. As St. Paul said, be in season, out of season. You do your best to protect your children physically. Well, what about those evil men that are coming into your home through the internet, through TV and entertainment? When our Blessed Mother appeared at Fatima, as we know, she said that in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph, and her heart, her Immaculate Heart, will be our sole refuge. Satan has most of the world doing what he wants. So Satan is going to focus his attention on those who are truly living a life of grace, trying to live their Catholic faith, trying to live the message of Fatima. And how clever the devil is. He'll try to get us to be lax, to cut corners, and to slack off. I'm too tired to pray the rosary. I'm too busy to pray the rosary. I don't got time to pray the rosary. I prayed a lot of rosaries in the past. That should be good enough, huh? How important it is that we pray the rosary every day. Tell you a real interesting story, at least I thought it was interesting. Two Saturdays ago, I had a wedding in Denver. We had a Missa Cantata High Mass. And during the reception, this gentleman came up to me and said, I just want to tell you how impressed I was with everything that happened during that wedding ceremony. I said, thank you. He said, I want to know more about what you believe. I have no clue who this man is. So I said, well, certainly believe in God. The world around us, all the wonderful design shows the designer. And I'm presuming maybe he knows nothing. God put in us a conscience and knowledge of right and wrong. This is the natural law. But God knew that because of our weakness, we need more than a natural law. We need divine revelation. And if in the fullness of time, God sent Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into the world. And then I said that Christ, there could be no doubt he was indeed the Son of God. He worked miracles publicly in front of everyone. He fulfilled all the prophecies. And so we believe as Catholics that God is revealed through Jesus Christ, the one true religion. And Christ founded one church. And historically, we can go take that church all the way back to the Catholic Church. By this time, I was kind of wondering, who are you? What do you believe? So I asked him. He says, oh, I'm a non-denominational pastor. But I can just tell, as we went through systematically, shaking his head, absorbing it, agreeing, etc., etc. Then I took out the rosary. I said, I want to just share one thing with you. Because I think a lot of times Protestants are told erroneous things, what Catholics believe, oh, those beads, you know. Have no clue. So I said, I took out my rosary and I said, the rosary is composed mainly of two prayers, both found in the Gospel of St. Luke. The Our Father, and he knew that. The apostles said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray thus, Our Father who art in heaven, etc. I said, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary, and we repeat the angel's words, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And later on, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and cried out, Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. These prayers are found right in sacred scripture. But I said, but that's not the most important part of the rosary. We pray these decades and we meditate on the life of Christ. The joyful mysteries, right out of the Gospel of St. Luke, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the sorrowful mysteries, all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the glorious mysteries, Christ's resurrection, ascension, Pentecost, right out of sacred scripture. And you can go even to the Apocalypse about the woman clothed with the sun and the moon at her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars, Mary's coronation. I gave him my business card and hope and pray that he will cooperate with God's grace, etc. But let us not underestimate the importance and the power of the rosary and also wearing the brown scapular. These are our spiritual weapons to protect us in these times. Let not a day go by, a moment go by, without wearing Mary's garment, the brown scapular. Pray the rosary fervently. No excuses about was too busy, too tired, didn't have enough time. Pope Leo XIII, every year of his pontificate, every year of his papacy, he wrote an encyclical exhorting the praying of the rosary. How oftentimes the rosary has saved Christendom, especially when we think of the Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian feet defeated the Turks and saved Christendom from being overrun by Islam. So my dear friends in Christ, during this Fatima conference, it's a good reminder to all of us, a checklist, so to speak, am I living the message of Our Lady of Fatima? Do I pray her rosary every day? Do I make up prayers and sacrifice for the conversion of poor sinners? Do I have recourse to Mary's Immaculate Heart in all my spiritual, all my spiritual and temporal needs? Mary's heart is the loving, maternal heart of our mother, who loves us dearly, which is nothing more than our eternal salvation. Let us turn to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in these difficult times. As I was saying, Satan's going to focus his attention on all of us. He's going to try to undermine our faith. He's going to try to lead us away from God and bring us down spiritually. But in the end, Mary's Immaculate Heart will triumph. As I've said so many times in the past, we live in very difficult times. In fact, Christ says, think ye when the Son of Man comes again, he's going to find faith on the earth. That's how difficult these times are going to be. Will I find faith on the earth? But Our Lady promised in the end her Immaculate Heart will triumph. How? Because Satan did his utmost to destroy the church, to destroy souls and to lead society away from God. And no matter how bad and how difficult these times are, we will persevere because we stay close to the heart of our spiritual mother. We had recourse to her powerful intercession. We listened to our mother. And so on this occasion of the Fatima Conference, let us remind ourselves of the things Our Lady warned about, how relevant they are today, especially modesty, how easy it is for Satan to tempt women. Why don't you just be a little bit more worldly, a little bit more attractive? Look at everybody else, they're doing it. Everyone else is dressing like a pagan. No, we should imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary's modesty. And you know, the wonderful thing about modesty is this: when you're modest, your natural beauty shines forth. When you're immodest, all that you're doing is drawing the attention, the evil intention of sinful men. And you're responsible for being an occasion of sin for someone else. Let us not make any excuses why we're not modest. Well, I look so awkward, I feel so awkward, or everybody else is doing it. No. Let's look to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our model to imitate. And like I said, being modest does not mean that you're not fashionable and you can't be beautiful. You can. But let us remember this. Our Lady said, more souls go to hell for sins of the flesh. We don't want to be joining them. Right now, there's souls in hell for sins of the flesh, burning for all eternity. We don't want to be with them. So let us heed Our Lady's message. Let us heed our Blessed Mother's words. Listen to our spiritual mother. And let us never, ever get discouraged, even if we have the misfortune of falling or perhaps we haven't been as fervent as we should. Let's go to our mother with total trust and confidence and put ourselves totally in the care of her Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.